To answer the question that we posed, where do we begin in Avodas Hashem? We need to know what is the general reason why all people come down to this world. What's the purpose of man in this world? That's a tremendous existential question. Now, Baruch Hashem, the Mesilas Yesharim, already addresses this question right in the beginning of his sefer. No one we know is interested in a broken table or a broken chair. No one wants to sleep on a broken bed. And all the more so, deep down, no one wants to be a broken person. Everybody wants to be a complete person. We all natively know that what we need is shleimus, which means self-perfection, completion, fulfillment of purpose. What's a complete Jew? Someone who doesn't lack hands, legs, Baruch Hashem, we have those, but that's only superficial completeness, bodily, physical completeness. True shleimus, true feeling of fulfillment and accomplishment is only the inner completeness of the neshama, of the soul. So how do we achieve self-perfection and fulfillment? There's only one way. The Mesilas Yesharim writes, "Ukeshes tistakel b'davar tireh." If we examine this question, we'll see. Ki ha-shleimus ha-miti, the only true shleimus, self-perfection, who rak dveikus boi yizborach. It's dveikus to Hashem. Okay? So that unequivocally defines what is shleimus, what is perfection. Dveikus boi yizborach. Connecting, creating a relationship with Hashem. And the Ramchal goes one step further. This is what David HaMelech would always say. It's passing into Tehillim, Ayin Gimel. Meaning, as for me, closeness to Hashem is what's good for me. In other words, if someone wants to know what will make us feel fulfilled, what will make us feel sipuk, feel a purpose in life, we should consider what David HaMelech understood to be good for himself. If it was good for him, then that's what's good for every single one of us. He said, as for me, only closeness to Hashem, kirvas elikim, is what I consider good. So Ramchal is applying this to each and every one of us. This means that the true perfection of every single person, without exception, no matter who you are, what your life is like, what your abilities are, is dveikus, which is connecting and creating a relationship with Hashem. That's the only way we'll feel whole. He continues, the Ramchal, and he writes, anything else considered good by people is hevel v'shov nisa. It's emptiness. It might have the appearance of something good, it might have some appeal, something worthwhile, but with any level of true evaluation, we'll come to the realization that we're just fooling ourselves. This is all a Jew really has in life. Closeness to Hashem and dveikus to Hashem. The entire essence of a Yid is to be close to Hashem and build a relationship with Him. The Ramchal develops the point further, and he writes that although true dveikus in Hashem, like the real final level of dveikus, is achieved in the world to come, and that's the reward of the world to come, but it begins here. We create our Olam Haba. We're building it through the dveikus and relationship with Hashem that we work on and we make in this world. Any moment not utilized to connect to Hashem in some way is an empty moment. And sometimes we feel this. We feel a yearning, we feel an empty feeling. We have this need to fill. And unfortunately, at times, we fill it with what the Mesilas Yesharim describes as hevel, nothingness, and that doesn't last for long. And soon we have that nagging, empty feeling again. But when do we feel full, fulfilled? When we daven a good davening. When we finish a Shabbos Suda, and that's often both literally and figuratively, we feel full. If we were to start to identify this reality, recognize the truth of it, and we're sincere about it, we know we have to ask ourselves the question, how do we achieve this dveikus? Now, there's no question, we have heard this before, and we have heard it many times, we're here to establish a relationship with Hashem. The purpose of life in one hand is well known, but at the same time, it's not known, meaning to say, if we were to know it properly, and the Hebrew word for knowledge is yediyah, and yediyah means connection. It means if we would connect to this knowledge, so we'd be attached to it, our whole way of life would, without a question, change. The time which a person recalls the purpose of his life is the time where we are truly alive. Have a great day.